Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and we're going to continue to talk about the grace, the gift, the presence, and power of the Holy Spirit given to all those who are baptized into Christ. And I want to ask the Lord at the beginning of the program today to help us and ask the Holy Spirit to teach us, because the Lord himself he's our shepherd. He's your shepherd and he's mine. And he's totally committed to continuing to lead us, to disciple us, to mentor us, to reveal to us what the Father has commissioned him to reveal. Jesus' commission is to save us, to lay down his life for us, to establish the Father's kingdom, and to draw us in and bring us home to the Father. And Jesus is totally committed to that end, which is why he gave us, and why the Father's wisdom is revealed so perfectly in the plan to give us the grace and power of the Holy Spirit to be able to be united to Jesus in his church, to be one body with him, and to learn, as St. Paul will tell us in the reading today, to know the mind of Christ, so we can come into his freedom, into the new way of life, and our mind and our emotions can, over time, by the grace and presence and the power of the Spirit, can be rightly aligned with God's purpose and God's priorities. Our minds can be opened to what God values, and we begin to make the right calculations and the right evaluations in our lives, so that we come to put first things first, and we order our lives under the Lord in his kingdom, living under his lordship, which is meant to lead us to freedom and joy and happiness and fulfillment and amazing fruitfulness in this world. And friends, it's important to know that fruitfulness in the kingdom is the kind of reality that we can participate in this world that will last forever. And you don't have to be rich to make that happen. You don't have to have graduated from an Ivy League school. You don't have to drive the right car or live in the right neighborhood or have the right friends. You don't even have to be physically very strong. I mean, you could be literally bedridden. It just doesn't matter. What matters is that the Spirit of the King dwells in you. And your life can be, and is destined to be, no matter what physical condition we're in, to soar in the Spirit in this life, in this world, and for you to reach potentially the epitome of what a human being can possibly reach. You can become a saint. You can have radical impact on the world. No matter where you are, who you are, in the way that God desires, and you're being united to the Holy Spirit, living in obedience with him, and reaching your fulfillment. The world's got it all wrong, friends. It's constantly rewarding itself, really. It's constantly rewarding those who genuflect to the idols of this world. But as Paul said yesterday, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, it's all doomed. It's going to pass away. But the things that don't pass away are the things of the Spirit. And the Spirit dwells in you. And the Spirit is making you, forming you, shaping you into the image of Jesus. And your eternity has already begun, you might say. And nothing in this world can stop it. No physical illness, no heartbreak, no disappointment, no financial crisis, no rejection. Nothing can stop this from happening. This is the biggest thing going on in your life. It's the most important thing possible for every human being. And unfortunately, lots of people who are caught up in the kingdom of this world in a way that they're just blinded, as Paul will say here, to what God is doing. So I want to pick up with chapter 2 and just end here. Let's say, Lord, so we do offer ourselves to you today. We cry out to you. We hunger and thirst for you. We ask you to stir, you the Messiah, the Anointed One, our Lord and our King and our life, our hope, our strength, to stir the Holy Spirit in us so we can believe this. We can walk with conviction in it. And we can claim the freedom that belongs to us and the dignity that's ours as children of God. Come, Holy Spirit. So chapter 2, verse 10 and following, we ended the program on yesterday. It said, God has revealed to us through the Spirit, essentially, Paul saying, what no eye has seen or ear heard, or the heart of man even conceived, what God has prepared for those who love him. And this is what the Holy Spirit wants to do. He wants you, who love him and whom he loves, to come to know what God, your loving Father, has prepared for you. Of course, the devil, he doesn't want you to even think that God is good. He wants you to think that God is harsh, that he's totally disappointed in you, and he's disgusted and frustrated, like he's an angry father, you know, or something. He's a good God. He's goodness itself. He's perfect love all day, 24/7. He's merciful. He's kind. He's just. He's holy. He's gentle. He's all those things. And he's that way toward you. And he's in your corner, so much so he's given you a share in his own life in the Holy Spirit. Paul goes on, he says, "For the Spirit searches everything, even the depths of God. For what person knows a man's thoughts except the spirit of the man which is in him? So also no one comprehends the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God." This is important. Who comprehends the mind of God, the thoughts of God? The Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit penetrates the very depths of God. Paul goes on, he says, "Now we have received not the spirit of this world, but the Spirit which is from God, that we might understand the gifts bestowed on us by God." This is where we ended yesterday. The Holy Spirit has been given to you so that you can enter into, you can experience, you can walk in, and you can understand and know in your knower the gifts that have been given to you by God. Friends, this is why the saints were able to just let the world pass. Like St. Francis said, you know, once he really began to experience the treasure, he left the world. That is the hold that the world had on him. He just let go of it. He just broke it. He knew that nothing in this world would satisfy his heart, ultimately. And he became a radical witness to us about the depths of joy and power and amazing love that can be lived in this life when a person has nothing that this world has to offer. That's, he's just such a beautiful witness to it. You know, he said at one point, one of the brothers asked him, you know, what happened when Jesus first came to him, was calling him. And he said that Jesus said to him, "Francis, I need a new kind of fool in the world." And so he lived like a fool in the world's eyes. And he was the wisest of men. It was the foolishness of Christ and walking in the footsteps of Christ that produced in him. He changed the world. I mean, to this day, almost 850 years or something later since his death, people all over the world from every nation, tribe, and language basically go to Assisi every year. Millions go there every year, and they kneel in front of his casket in wonder and amazement of the freedom and the joy and the love and the power of God that was in this man who had nothing this world could offer. Paul goes on and says, "Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which comes from God, that we might understand the gifts bestowed on us by God. And we impart this in words not taught by human wisdom, but taught by the Spirit, interpreting spiritual truths to those who possess the Spirit." So that what are these spiritual truths? Well, Jesus is Lord. All that means all power and authority in heaven and earth belong to Jesus, that he's the King of glory, that he's established a kingdom that will never end and will reign forever. It's the spiritual truths of the kingdom of darkness that are made manifest, that Jesus fully exposes the lies. It's the spiritual truth that he destroyed them and disarmed their power. It's the truth that God is Father, that God is love, that we're children of God, and that the spiritual truths, for example, of the Beatitudes, where Jesus turns the world on its head and he tells us about what lifestyle really matters. What's an impactful, successful life look like? Well, it means, what is a blessed life, the happifying life, the good life? What is it? It's to be poor in spirit. It's to mourn. It's to weep. It's to be merciful. It's to be a peacemaker. It's to be persecuted. It's to hunger and thirst for righteousness. It's all that. It's to become the servant of all. It's the wisdom of God perfectly revealed in the cross of Jesus Christ. Jesus is God's Son who died on a cross. He became sin for us. He destroyed sin's power. He became a sacrifice for us. So Paul goes on to say, we learn these truths. He proclaims the truth, the good news, the kerygma, the teaching of Jesus in the Spirit, makes it come alive in us. The Spirit touches our minds. Even being able to confess that Jesus is Lord, that's a miracle. Remember when Peter said that, you know, Jesus said, who are you? And Peter said, you're the Christ, the Son of the living God. What did Jesus say? Ah, Peter, Simon, you're blessed. You're blessed. My Father just did that in you. My Father just touched you. So you're able to see who I really am and to proclaim it. And Jesus rejoiced because he just saw what his Father did. He thought, yes, they're beginning to see. Peter can see. My friend Peter understands. And this is what the Holy Spirit wants to do in you and in me. So we can rightly order our lives under the Lord. He goes on to verse 14. This is interesting. The unspiritual man does not receive the gifts of the Spirit of God, for they are folly to him, and he's not able to understand them because they are spiritually discerned. So, how much folly do we see even in our own culture? How many people, you know, boldly proclaim that they're unspiritual men in this sense? They don't need God. They don't want God. They've got all the toys. They got all the positions. They got all the gold. They got all the power. They can move people around like on a chessboard. They're in control. All of what God is communicating in the wisdom of God through the Spirit is folly to them. They look at the cross and say, failed, naked, pitiful Messiah? Forget it. He's a loser. Why would I follow him? Right? That's the flesh. That's the darkness that's there. They can't see. They can't see that's the most beautiful thing that ever happened on the face of the earth, the most powerful thing that ever happened on the face of the earth. It's the only thing that will ever save humanity from their own folly and ultimately from death, but they can't see it. This is why the gospel needs to be preached. This is why it's essential for the church to continue to speak in words of wisdom. Paul said, as words of the Spirit, because the Spirit can penetrate the human heart and can reveal the glory and the majesty of Jesus. Ask the Holy Spirit today, ask the Holy Spirit every day, all day long, in the quiet of your heart, Holy Spirit, reveal to me the majesty of Jesus. Help me see the wisdom of God. Holy Spirit, help me love what I'm meant to love. Holy Spirit, help me understand who I am as a child of God. Holy Spirit, what does it mean that I'm sharing in the glory that belongs to Jesus? What does it mean? I want to go with you, Holy Spirit, to the depth that I can go. I don't want to hold back in any way. I want to become everything that it's possible for me to be in this life. I don't want to waste another moment. I want to do what Jesus said, seek first the kingdom of God. Friends, let it pour out of your heart. Talk to God. Talk to the Holy Spirit, and he'll hear you. And if you hunger and thirst for it, you'll receive it. It's a promise. It's one of the promises of God. You can take it to the bank. First, I also want to encourage you, you can go to our website at renewalministries.net. These programs are archived there, as our Sister Ann Shields programs and our television programs. There's so much good stuff there. I encourage you to go to the website, too. The first thing you're going to see is an opportunity to click on our app, our Renewal Ministries app. It'll allow you to listen to the programs at your leisure. God bless you. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you Ralph Martin's booklet, Why Be Christian? Lots of people are asking that question today, and Ralph speaks very candidly of how he found in Christianity the truth. It's an inspiring booklet I think you will be encouraged and strengthened by. If you'd like it, you could call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE, or you can subscribe to our podcast.